Hello, and welcome back to How to Be in Radio, tips and tricks on how to be a better broadcaster. Today, we're going to talk about how to develop a broadcasting delivery style. This is basically just how you act on air. If you're a disc jockey and you play music, it kind of depends on the type of music that you play. If you play country music, talk about George Strait. If you play classic rock, talk about Def Leppard. If you talk about today's top 40 hits, talk about Justin Bieber. Nobody really cares for Justin Bieber, but it's still good to know about him. Before you'll get into radio, you'll have to do these things called air checks. Kind of like this, what I'm doing right now. It's basically a recording of yourself. What you can do is have other people listen to it and give you feedback. This will help you prepare to be on live radio. Or if you can't get anyone else to listen to it, listen to it yourself, and maybe you can point out your mishaps here and there. I try to avoid this because, honestly, I'm sick of listening to myself. Stand-up comedians often use this type of exercise, so that way they can figure out what joke works and what joke doesn't work. If you're going to be in radio, one style you can use is conversational style. This is basically you're acting like the microphone is somebody else, an actual person, and you're having a conversation to them. Really, you're just talking into a microphone and where hundreds of other people can listen to you. But one way to do this is to act like the microphone is an actual person having a conversation with them. Now, if you're on television, it's different. You're not talking to a person. You're talking to tons of people. And you're mostly informing them, not really having a conversation with them. Broadcasters have certain tools called performance elements. These are certain elements that help you sound like a better broadcaster. The first one is inflection. Inflection basically means you talk clearer, so that way you can make every word understandable to your audience. Another element is volume. We should all know what this is, right? That thing you use to make your TV or your radio sound louder or sound softer. Yeah, I don't think I have to explain this one. You ever heard the term dramatic pause? You can do that in broadcasting. If you pause for a few seconds, it'll cause an emphasis on a more important word that you're about to say. See, just like I did right now, it added more of an emphasis, I think. Another good thing about pausing is that it gives you a few seconds to breathe. However, try not to pause too much, or else you'll sound very uninteresting and you'll sound like you'll have no idea what you're really doing. When you put a bunch of words together to make an idea, that's called phrasing. It sounds a lot like talking, basically. When you're talking into the microphone, you're phrasing, putting words together, and getting them out there for tons of people to listen to. And if you phrase correctly, you'll have a nice flow coming out. Flow is how the words come out of your mouth. Now, if you have a good flow, you'll be good in broadcasting. If you don't have a good flow, then you sound no good to sound. Another element you need to know is mood. Mood is how you sound when you talk. Like right now, I sound so sad, sound kind of tired, like I don't want to be here. Or you could sound happy and sound joyful and sound great and be in a good mood and laughing and making everybody else laugh. Mood. This is what mood does. It's infectious. It makes other people feel that mood sometimes. And last but not least, the last element is energy. When you're in radio, you want to sound upbeat. You want to sound energetic. You want to sound like you drank a bunch of coffee. You want to sound excited. Because you want to make everyone else excited that you're going to play some music and that you're going to give away some tickets and make them excited to get the tickets and to go to a concert and listen to some more music. Now, the most important thing in broadcasting, you have to be politically correct. You can't offend anybody. These days, that's very difficult to do because everyone's offended by everything, but you still got to try and not to upset anybody. No racial slurs, no sexist remarks, no N-words, no other racial word, anything that would upset anybody. Well, that does it for this air check. Next time, I'll be talking about commercial announcing. I also want to take this moment real quickly to announce that I've decided to make another podcast, a 15-minute podcast. I'm not quite sure what the name's going to be yet, but I hope you'll all listen to it.